the band Men I Trust, founded in 2014 and based in Montreal. That's from their newest album, Equus Cabalus, I think. And that was the song Tail Up. I played Billy Toppy, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. But it's a fun album. It's a nice, like, folk alt. Good stuff. And that kind of brings us into our little bit of a rock. Little bit rock. Teensy little bit. I always have to have some. I do love it. It's my bread and butter. Something that brings me a lot of joy. And first up will be an artist from Portland, Oregon named Maya Wynn. It's a really beautiful album cover where I read somewhere that the reason why in the image she kind of has these like wing-like fabric flowing around her is because she's inspired by the story of the Greek goddess Psyche, and in how Psyche was often depicted with butterfly wings to represent the hardships that she went through. I think that story is about how she fell in love with Eros and opened Pandora's box, which ultimately killed her, but then the gods brought her back, which is actually like some of the happiest romance stories in like Greek mythology. And she's depicted with butterflies, and I think she was the goddess of, oh, I don't remember, but it was really good. Psyche, it's really beautiful, and the album cover is beautiful, and it makes a lot of sense because this album for the artist Maya Wynn was a integral part of her growth and healing. And in addition, this is from her site, says that in addition to writing, performing, recording, and producing the music, Maya was involved with editing, directing, filming, learned color, graphic design, and photography in order to bring her album to what she wanted it to be, which I'm sure was a big part of why it was so healing. It was just like putting in all that work and effort and all that time. And she describes that this album is dedicated to the person her 16-year-old self always wanted to be, and that is dedicated to her, which I think is really lovely. I think your inner child is a really important part of your mental health, and who you become is kind of who you wish you had, or from my point of view, from what I've learned so far. But I hope you enjoy it. I will be playing you the song from this album called Out of the Dark. It'll be the track, work of art as well. This album was released last fall, so in November, so it's been a little bit, but it's really nice. Some alternative rock music for you coming up soon. Following that will be a Canadian band called Weaves. This is a song from a while ago. It's called Walk Away, but I liked it. And then after that will be Annie DeRosso with a really fun album cover of Essentiar. And the song's called Legs, which I'm sure is connected somehow. And that'll be just a couple more songs after that until we're done. So stay tuned for the rest of my show after this short little trailer for another show that happens on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. called Noise of Carpet. We have so many different shows here, so many different hosts, and I want to thank you so much for listening so far. I'm so grateful that you're here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. So stay tuned for Maya Wynn after this short promotion for a show called Noise of Carpet.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Down the water. On the dashboard, legs in my sheets. Everybody wants you. I think you want me.
That was Annie DiRusso from Nashville, Tennessee, but they were born in New York City, and they describe their music as being influenced by both. That's from their album Super Pedestrian, and that was the track Legs, as I said. And that kind of brings me to the end of my show for today. I have one more song for you by a band called Gangnam Boys from Tokyo, Japan, and this is an album that I really liked. It was really fun, just like some good, solid punk rock. And the album's called Blue Blue, spelled B-L-E-W, and then the word blue, spelled normally. And this is the song Angel Baby. I think I played, what did I play last time? I played Boy Meets Girl last time, also a good song. It's really fun. Some of the songs that are really long, which is kind of unusual, I feel like, for punk music. It's usually pretty short. But I liked it. It was good. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm really grateful to be here. Even though I said that I was tired and that I've been having a hard time listening to music, I still really love and enjoy this, because when I'm in the booth, I just get to focus on the music. But in any case, I'm so happy that you're here, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and stay tuned for the next shows coming up. I have so this final track for you. I hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a great week as well as it continues on, and if you come back here to the station, this is CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Sasha, and I'll see you next time on Tuesdays at 3. So later, bye.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.